Welcome, everybody. Shir number 980, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Mayim Achrayinim. Basically, we're going straight through the Mishabura, and our Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, the Halachas of Mayim Achrayinim, a little bit with the Dirshu, helping us out here and there, getting the basic idea and concept of it. I just want to mention one thing. I don't remember if I mentioned the Mishabura and Sifkat and Gimel. Brings down, we said you're supposed to have a kli. Lachatchila, one should have a kli. But he does say, lo yitchev yodav. The person has, let's say, a big bowl of water, right? So not to stick your hands in, right? I wash my macharain, I'm fine. I wash the right way. I wash with the shear, whatever it is we have to talk about, but I'll stick my hands in. I won't pour that. You don't do lo yitchev yodav. He says in Sifkat and Gimel, lo yitchev yodav. Besoich kli lerachsam. That's not how we do it. El yishpay chamayim. One should be careful to pour the water. In other words, you pour the water on your hands and it goes into the kli. So one should be careful with that. Okay, and then we mentioned this last time, just one. L'chatchila, it's good to remove the water from the table after you wash. If in case not, we mentioned the Dirshu brought down ice number 5 from others, Archas Rabbeinu and so on, others that say just to cover it up with a towel, with a napkin or towel, that would also be fine. But obviously a person still yaitse if they did not. Okay, and then just ending off, we said, mentioned last year not to use hot water. Warm water is okay. The best is cold water. If only the person only has warm water, of course it's okay, says the Mishabur and Sif Cotton Zain. Okay, now, moving on to the main part of it is, in other words, how much do I have to wash? What part of the hand do I have to wash? You see many different people. Some people are washing just the tips of their fingers. They just touch the water. Sometimes people have these little cups and they just pour a little drop on the tips. Do you have to wash the whole hand to the wrist? Like we know by Mayim Rishonim, when you wash for bread, the person has to wash all the way up to the wrist, right? L'chatchila, b'di'evid, if their mamish pressing need, they got stuck, if they washed up to the knuckles, that whereby the palm of the hand, we always like to review all those halachas, those are extremely important, obviously, a person stuck somewhere where they don't, mamish don't have water, in case, b'shasat chak, they wash till the knuckles, whereby the fingers attached to the palm, so, b'di'evid, if that's all the water they have, that will be okay also. But obviously, you have to be extremely careful with netilas sedaim when you're washing for bread as much as possible to make sure to cover all the way up to the wrist. Now, are those halachas the same when it comes to mayim achrayinim? You have mayim rishonim, you have mayim achrayinim. Okay, so just to start off, the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch in our Simen Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Dalet, he says like this: Ein tzarich litol ela ad perek sheni shalatz bois. One does not have to wash only until the second perek sheni shalatz bois, the second knuckle. You have a person has, Hashem gave a person gezuntahet, three places where they could bend a finger, and of course we want to stop for a minute and say, Baruch Hashem, we thank Hashem how when a person is able to bend their finger, how many times Nebuch, a person, Rachman Aslan, has issues, sometimes broken finger, issue with the fingers, and they can't bend, they have pain, arthritis, these various different type of things. A person could bend their fingers and with no pain, no problems at all. We have to be, stop a second and thank Hashem for that. We say, thank you, Hashem, we're able to bend our fingers. Ah, machayedek, without any pain, without no issues at all. So on our fingers, we have the three knuckles. You have the top knuckle, second knuckle, and then you have the knuckle whereby the fingers attach to the palm. Okay. And also, I'm just thinking about it as we go. A person could, a person would, Hashem would have made a person where they can't bend their fingers. There's no knuckles over there, right? So many things. If you think about it, how would you do? Good, I have fingers, Baruch Hashem, but they don't have those three places to bend. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the body, made a body that's designed to perfection. Okay, getting back to our subject. Now, so a person has to wash l'maisa to, it says the Shulchan Aruch, to the b'di'evid for sure, but l'chatchila, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to see in the Bir Halacha that l'chatchila, it's the best to wash even all the way up to the top of the knuckles whereby they attach to the palm, which we'll see. But let's see first the letter of the law. As they say, what does the Shulchan Aruch tell us? Machaber till the second knuckle. Shalamai. So it tells us the Mishabura in the Yitzif Katan Yud, explaining what does this mean? Shalamaila Mishnei Pirkei Yitzbois. Shalamaila Mishnei Pirkei Yitzbois. It's the upper one from the two. In other words, Mishabur is telling it, it's the upper one from the two, but Lamaisa says the Mishabur, the food doesn't reach above that. Usually, it's like this, a person's eating. Let's say a person is eating, even if they're fork or knife, or they touch the food, whatever the case is, in general, the dirt from the food, the general cases is, it doesn't go above that usually. That's what he says. Shalamaila Mishnei Pirkei Yitzbois, Ein Magia Lichloch HaMeichel. That's why you have to wash it till there, because then usually that's where the dirt goes up to that point. Umina Etzpa HaGodel, what about the thumb, he says, right? HaGodel, Tzaruch Litol Perikrishin. Yeah, a thumb only has the one knuckle, right? If you look at all the fingers, Baruch Hashem, a person has three, right? Three, one attached, in other words, two up on top, and one whereby it attaches to the palm. And on the thumb, a person only has one place where it bends. So that one place where it bends, Aruch Litol Perikarishan, to the first separation over there, which is the only one that's there. So that's where a person would have to wash till there. So that's the bottom line. The second bending place of the fingers. And the thumb, it's the first bending place, which is the only bending place besides the part that it attaches to the palm. Okay, just to finish off, then we'll continue next year. V'mhaya meichel magia mikan ve'elech. Let's say a person got food higher up. They got food whereby it attached, the fingers attached to the palm. Tzarech rechitza gam lamayla. You would have to wash ma'imachroinim till that place also. In other words, till where the fingers attached to the palm. Okay, we'll continue next year in these all-important halachas. Thank you for listening, Kol Tov.